So you can always message us at Ben and Kelly Show. We spoke to Paul. You'll recall he had an issue with his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend, in his own words.
She has an ex that she dated for a while, and he's coming into town, and he's going to stay with her for a week. And I'm not cool with that. So I don't know if I'm overreacting, if I have anything to worry about, if anybody else, maybe I'm the only one that doesn't, you know, hang out with their exes. I don't know. But it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, so we had plenty of people that were like, whoa, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Yeah, and like nobody was really on board with this idea. In fact, I think the best ideas we had tossed out there was, okay, let the boyfriend stay in her apartment. She comes stays with you.
Yeah, so that was kind of what we all settled on. Now, there were a few listeners that it was fine, and they're like, look, if you've got trust and everything is good, then shouldn't be a big deal.
And there was like a six-year timeline here. They've been broken up. Mm-hmm. He lives out of town. So, but still, I think for everyone to feel comfortable, and that's really what it was about, Paul doesn't feel comfortable with it.
Right.
So that really should trump everything else.
So we got a message this morning from Paul. He writes, I did it. I just texted my girlfriend about this situation with her ex. I was full of confidence, nerves, and adrenaline all at the same time, thanks to you all. I told her that I felt uncomfortable with her ex coming to stay with her for the week and suggested she stay with me and he could use her place.
Was that advice?
She hasn't replied back yet, but I'll let you know what she says. Thanks. So I replied back to him. That's great. And I think the right move. Let us know, and good luck. And so I just got a message a couple minutes ago from Paul again. Hang on, she just texted me back, and it doesn't look good.
What?
She said...
Like, oh, wait, I'm starting to get angry.
She said she doesn't know and isn't sure our relationship is ready for that. All caps. What does that mean?
I'm sorry, back the truck up, back the truck up.
So
her relationship isn't like at the place where she can stay with Paul.
But an ex can?
Okay. Exactly.
So wait. What should we write back to Paul? Because this is real time right now.
Yeah. So wait a minute. How long has Paul and her been dating again?
He just said a while. A while.
Okay.
So I guess the fact
that she is more comfortable staying with her ex than her current boyfriend.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Troubling.
So let me write back to Paul here.
I feel like we need to be his counselor. Like, how do you feel about that, Paul?
I
feel offended. I'm offended.
Do you think that's what he should write?
I'm confused.
Okay, so hang on.
I'm current boyfriend, and you're uncomfortable staying with me.
Okay,
but your ex boyfriend totally fine.
All right, so
literally
I'm text.
Write that.
I'm writing him right now. Whoa, red flag. Say I'm confused. And what'd you say? I'm confused.
Yes, I'm confused. So you're uncomfortable staying with your current boyfriend, but the ex boyfriend totally fine.
Okay, so you're uncomfortable.
Question mark.
With
maybe an exclamation mark.
Your current boyfriend, but you're fine with.
The hairs on the back of my neck are sticking out right now.
Okay, fine.
Like
with,
saying, she's thinking something might happen with the ex-boyfriend if this is the way she's going.
Staying with you?
Question mark. This is a conversation, not a text. She wants us to call him.
I know. I was going to say this needs to be a phone call. Like, what?
I
hit send. So, wow. Ooh, that is.
We should just do a three-way call. Just get her on the phone, too. Let's work it all out. I have questions.
Gary texts in and says, screw her. Get out of there, Paul.
Oh my gosh.
I've
choked on my shake.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, drop her like a hot rock. Punt her for field goal. Like Liz texted.
Went from red flag to burning flag fast, said Liz.
Yes. All right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I'm upset.
So yeah,
listen,
Paul,
the fact that she there shouldn't be any sort of hesitation on her part. In this scenario.
Like, no, there
you
shouldn't.
You pick current boyfriend over ex-boyfriend all day long. Why is this a thing?
Okay, so Paul just wrote back to me and said, okay, I just texted that to her. Okay.
Oh, oh this is, I mean, are we just supposed to sit here and wait for a reply? Is this Kelly, happening in real life?
This is so
real
wild.
Time.
Okay, all right, so, So I tell you what.
We're totally programming the station for Paul's
I know. All right, so hang out just a second. Let me get a couple more, exchanges with Paul under our belt, and then
we'll, I gotta go walk around a little bit and blow off some steam. I'm upset.
And we'll get, and I promise... As long as he keeps communicating with us, I'll have another update for you coming up here next. Not to bring you along on this wild, wild update that we have been dealing with real time, but to catch you up, Paul, his girlfriend is friends with her ex-boyfriend who they broke up 6 years ago. He's coming into town. She agreed
wants to stay at her place.
To allow him to stay at her place. Paul's all like, I'm not cool with
this.
Yeah. And so we got an update early this morning where he texted her that, hey, why don't you stay with me? And he, meaning her ex, could use her place. And so
that was a suggestion that we kind of landed on yesterday. We thought, yeah, that's the best course. He took our advice and we were hoping for good things.
Yeah, and then we got a message back from Paul who said that she had texted him back and said that she doesn't know if that's a great idea and isn't sure our relationship is ready for that and is all like, all caps, what does that mean? And so then we started down this wild, like, holy cow, this is happening in real time.
Yeah, I can't believe she's pushing back on that. Like, why are you more comfortable staying with your ex-boyfriend than with your current boyfriend?
And that's what we, that was where we left it, right? Because we did get a couple more exchanges here. We got a message from Paul back. She wrote back, and this is in response to what we had him write her, which was the, I'm confused, so you're uncomfortable staying with your current boyfriend, but you're fine with your ex staying with you? ?
Yeah.
So she wrote back, I can't believe you don't trust me. What is our relationship if it's not built on trust? And so
she is trying to put it back on him.
We messaged him back, Paul, back, and was like, you have got to... You have got to respond to this. I just wrote back and said, call her.
Yes, this is a conversation that needs to happen.
Yeah.
And I would like to listen in.
I know, I was going to say, and then call us. 8:46, Paul wrote back and said, I tried calling her and it got sent to voicemail.
Oh, wow. I am upset.
Okay, so if we tell Paul... What if he just shows up unannounced? Like, say, hey, are you fine with me then showing up unannounced?
Yeah.
Let me write that real quick.
Wait a second. She turned it back on him, right? So he needs to turn it back on her. Say, hey, put yourself in my shoes. What if my ex-girlfriend was going to come stay with me?
All right, that's good.
How would you feel?
Go slower. Golly. Put yourself. Now, I had already written him and said, hey, tell her if you're fine if I just show up unannounced. Put yourself in my shoes. Yeah. Put yourself in my shoes. Okay.
God. It's about respecting boundaries.
That's good, too. You gotta give it to me all in one thing. I can't write. I can't type that fast. Oh, my gosh.
I'm really perplexed as to how she doesn't understand his point of view with the situation.
Yeah.
You know what that smells like? That smells like she wants to hook up with her ex.
Or something. Okay, hang on. I see the little dots on the messenger. So he's writing
this
back.
This is crazy. By the way, Mike is still saying, punt her for a field goal. Like, there's so many people that are just like, you know what? I'm out. We're breaking up with her right now.
Okay, so Paul wrote, I tried calling her and it got sent to voicemail. Okay, yeah, we got that. Sorry. She wrote, sorry, I'm at work and can't talk about this right now. I'm so sick. I thought we were stronger than this. You're so insecure and I'm not having this conversation right now. I don't know how many times I have to tell you, you have nothing to worry about.
she thought they were stronger than that.
And then,
yet she's not comfortable staying with him.
And then he put a bunch of question mark, question mark, question mark. Like he's like, and then mind blown, mind blown, mind blown. Oh man, this doesn't look good.
Yeah, this shouldn't even be a conversation.
This literally
should not have been a conversation. This shouldn't have even been something he needed to write us about.
Yeah, so
she should have been like, oh babe, I get it.
Yeah, text from a listener. She's already made up her mind and is just trying to make it his fault so she isn't the bad guy.
True statement.
Okay.
Ooh, I don't see a future with this because this is not respectful of Paul and his feelings.
No, 100% not.
That in and of itself is that she keeps, you know, she's refusing to see that point of view, his point of view.
I'm writing, hang on.
Troublesome.
If she's refusing to see your point of view.
And respect it.
And respect it. That's troublesome. Okay.
Yes, that is troubling.
Troubling or troublesome? Like, I'm getting ready to hit send.
Troubling.
All right, troubling.
Yes, troubling.
So hard for me to type while you're trying to dictate what I'm trying to say. This is so wild. All right.
What other show does this?
I don't know.
Where we just sit here and wait for conversations to happen between a couple.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Gary,
is this how couples therapy works?
Gary says she wants to have her cake and eat it too. If they're stronger than that, she should be okay staying with Paul. Amen.
Yes. I'm really confused as to why her comfort level isn't there with her current boyfriend, but super there with the ex.
Mm.
Really? Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know. We may need even a third update from this, but I don't know. I think where we're leaving it for now.
Listen, at this point, the only update I want is that he has dumped her. I know it seems savage and harsh coming from me. I am a romantic, but I am angry at her lack of respect for Paul. I have an allegiance with Paul.
I do. Now, we can't suggest that to him. I can't text that to him, right?
Yeah, it'd be a little harsh saying.
No. I'm not going to do this.
But this is seriously like long term.
Yeah, long term. I don't see a future
for this. This situation is setting them up to have success in the future.
It's funny you say that. Paul just got back to us and said, I know. I think the writing's on the wall with this one, period.
Okay, so he sees it.
I think he does.
He's starting to see it. And it's tough when you have feelings for this person.
I know.
To kind of see it for what it is, but it's real obvious to us what's happening.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Well, if she wants if she wants to have her cake and eat it too, if she wants to, she's not going to get it. And then if she thinks that she can have a better relationship with an ex that she hasn't seen in 6 years, or maybe not. Maybe they have been seeing each other this entire time.
Maybe,
who knows?
Maybe. Listen, all I know is she's disrespecting our Paul.
I feel a connection to Paul now.
I feel really personally offended by it.
Paul's like our little brother that just needs some help. Dang it, Paul. There's more fish in the sea for you, buddy.
We will be there for you, Paul.
Yeah. All right. Do what Kelly does. Get your crying rug out. Have some Arbor Mist. Drink a beer with your friend. And then, just move on. Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you. If you want to hear the original phone call and all that, if you want to chime in on anything, you can. What a wild ride this has been the past 20 minutes.
I have to go decompress. I'm real fired up.
I know. At Ben and Kelly. I don't know if your day started off like mine. And I Kelly, I'd be curious to know if you've ever done what I did this morning yourself. But this morning, you know, I wake up. And I'm getting ready for work. Go in, I'm gonna take a shower, and I realize I don't have any clean towels. Like, there's nothing hanging on the door, there's nothing in the laundry, in like the little cabinet area.
Oh, and you're already in the shower, y'all wet?
And no, I haven't gotten in the shower yet.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, guess I'm not taking a shower this morning. So,
instead of go find a towel, you just said, nope, I'm going to stay dirty.
Well, that's an interesting way to put it, Kelly. I just decided not to take a shower. Who said I was dirty?
Well, you know, maybe you were sweaty overnight, right? You wake up and you're like, I gotta take a shower.
Yeah, freshen things up here.
Yeah. No.
Have you ever done that, though? Have you ever gone to try
it? No, I go find a towel.
But then sometimes you got to, like, put all your clothes back on and go back out into, like, the house.
You have a robe. You don't have a robe.
I tried a robe. I can't do it.
first of all, maybe you need to invest in a few more towels. If you are so far out of towels, like there is no towel to be found anywhere in the near vicinity. Like our closet's pretty stocked. We have towels. We even have like really old towels that we just haven't thrown away yet. Like those are the last resort. Like if all the other good towels are dirty in the laundry, you can still find an old towel nearby.
I can see you're confident in that.
Yes, I'm not going to run out of towels. Maybe you just need to invest in a few more. They're not expensive. You can find some really good ones. Big fluffy ones.
I understand that, yes, there are towels available. And I also realize that when I go upstairs to my daughter's rooms and they are towel hoarders.
Yeah, they use a couple
sometimes two or three per shower.
Now, see, that's a problem. That's a problem right there. You need a nip in the bud. They can get a microfiber towel for their hair specifically, so they can just use one towel for their body and the microfiber towel for their hair.
Well, we do have those for their hair too.
And they're still using like three towels.
They still use
per
two
girl,
two per girl most of the time. Yes,
that's
And a lot of times they'll leave their towel upstairs. So then when they go downstairs to take another shower, they use two more. So part of my issue is the fact that I've got a laundry problem and I've got daughters that seem to only like clean towels to use on their bodies.
So how many uses are you getting out of each towel typically? Are you like one that reuses a towel?
So,
are you single use?
I am a multi-use person.
We'll get like two uses out of each. You dry it up because you're clean when you're using it the first time. You hang it up to dry, and then the next time you can use it again. And then we're about two uses, and then we wash it.
Now, do you use two towels?
No, I use one. And the microfiber hair towel. It's not a regular towel. It's just a small towel up for your head.
So the one towel that you use.
Yes.
It's
hung up.
It's used on your butt as well as your head, right?
Okay. I use the microfiber towel on my head. Thank you.
So you're not going to admit publicly that
why do we need to get specific about
well, because towels, that's why sometimes people use different towels is they use one for their head and one for their, you know, their booty.
Right. Okay. The undercarriage. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. So, well, we're clean when we come out. We're dabbing. We're dabbing.
We're dabbing and patting.
We're dabbing and patting. Dry. Okay, we're hanging up. We're drying. We're getting a couple of uses out of that.
All right. Yeah. I will.
Different towel for my head.
I will use a towel way longer than it should be, probably. I am more of the at fault of if there is just a towel hanging on the back of the door, it doesn't matter if it's mine or not, I'm using it.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm that sort of thing. But yeah, this morning, bringing it all back around, I didn't have any sort of towels, and I was looking.
You just voted against the shower.
And I was looking at either the bath mat or.
Can I roll around on that and will it do the job?
Yeah, will it do the job and will it get me as dry as it normally, as a towel would? Or am I just going to elect to bypass the shower altogether? And that's what I tried to do.
So. Bottom line of the story is we've discovered you need to buy a few more towels. A few more towels on hand.
Is that just going to add to the issue, though? That just going to add to the...
Then also have a discussion, set a few guidelines for the ladies in your household. Like, listen, we need to stop hoarding the towels because then dear old dad gets up real early in the morning. We have no towels, and then I just have to be stinky.
And now I'm just not taking showers.
Exactly.
So. All right.
Help me help you.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for the trophy, the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy. So we're all very excited to play for this.
Gorgeous.
Yes. Gorgeous.
That has really stood the test of time.
I mean, when it's quality craftsmanship, Kelly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Repurpose from your daughter.
All right, so losers go first. That's you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call people who sleep in their socks?
What?
Tiny.
Oh, yeah. All right.
To fit in there? Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, what do you call a group of pigs playing classical music?
What do you call a group of pigs playing classical music?
a porkestra.
Cute. Would love to see their show.
Me too.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
When I left home, my mom said, don't forget to write. And I thought, well, that's unlikely. It's a basic skill, isn't it?
Oh, this is true.
Hey, Kelly, what do you call a naked dude who escaped prison?
What do you call a naked dude who escaped prison?
Free Willy!
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I was driving to the airport to catch my flight when I saw a sign that said, airport left. So I turned around and went home.
Yeah, it's gone. What are you going to do?
Sometimes it has to travel too, apparently.
You know, Kelly, I'll always remember my second grade teacher for asking the class what their favorite is, what their favorite letter is.
Uh-huh.
And my friend Angus put up his hand and said G. I'll let you get there.
Okay, then. I got there. His name would be different if there wasn't a G in it.
That's
I
right.
got it. I got it.
That's
I got
right.
Good one.
Thank you.
Good one. Took me a second. I'm there, though.
That's a thinking person's joke,
it
Kelly.
It is a thinking person's a joke. Thinking. Yeah.
I can understand hey, if you wouldn't get that right away.
Gotcha. I got there, though. Hey, Ben, what does Matthew McConaughey say when the fruit in his fruit stand is ready?
All ripe, all ripe, all ripe.
Nailed it.
Come on now.
You know someone found a hole in the nudist colony's fence? Good news, though. Police are looking into it.
I bet they are. Surveillance must be fun there.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh?
I've just invented the first thought-controlled air freshener.
Oh.
It makes sense when you think about it.
Wow.
Revolutionary. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
You know someone has stolen the toilets from the police station?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. Cops have nothing to go on.
Nothing at all to go on. That is tough. Hey, Ben, what's worse than finding a worm in your apple?
What is worse than finding a worm in your apple?
Finding half a worm.
You know, real quick, can I take a tangent real fast? There was a cereal called Almond Delight, and a child, a mere child, I finished eating the entire bowl of Almond Delight. Delish. Getting ready to drink the milk. I look down and I see a bunch of dead ants in my milk. That.
Oh,
that was
wow.
A special day.
You had ant cereal.
I did.
You ate ant cereal.
All right, back to the jokes.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, that just took me back, Kelly.
You were hashtag triggered.
I was. Kelly, someone has stolen the wheels off all the patrol cars.
Oh, no. First the toilets, now the wheels off the patrol cars.
No, well, first the hole in the nudist colony's fence.
Oh,
then
yeah.
Then the toilets.
Right.
Now the wheels off all the patrol cars.
Dang it.
Yeah, police are searching tirelessly for the thief.
They are, because no tires.
Have tires.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, my mother always used to say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Uh-huh.
Lovely woman. Terrible surgeon.
No. Oh. Okay.
Stabby, stabby, cutty, cutty.
Cutty, cutty.
You know, Kelly, I asked my wife if the cup was half full or half empty.
And she said, stop wearing my bras.
She said, for the last time, stop wearing my bras.
Sorry. For the last time.
For the last time, stop wearing my bras.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
I just saw this fella steal some flowers, and the woman from the shop was running after him.
Yeah?
And I thought I'd encourage her.
Yeah?
So I shouted, run, florist, run!
That's just dumb.
That's good.
That's just dumb.
That's good.
That's dumb right there.
That's genius.
Is it?
It is.
Run, florist, run.
It is. Man, I really hope the police station gets all their stuff
back. I know, right?
That's there really
been a rash of burglaries.
That is unfortunate.
Yep, there you go. That is You Laugh, You Lose. Congratulations. The trophy is yours.
Thank you.
Keep it, and enjoy. Saw this on Twitter the other day, and I thought it was kind of funny.
Kind of funny, but morbid?
Yeah, a little funny, but morbid. The last thing you Googled is what kills you. So how do you die?
Oh, wow.
And the only reason I bring this up is because I just typed it in for me, and it's Joanne Fabrics Sewing Machine.
Oh, that sounds like it might be painful.
It might be painful.
It might be painful.
Right, but how?
Well,
am I being sewed, like, to death? Is it falling on me?
It could be dropped on you like an anvil.
Yeah.
Like Wile E. Coyote
style. Yeah, maybe like a Wile E. Coyote Looney Tunes sort of style.
Yeah.
You're
just stitched to death? I don't know.
If I dip to row two, Maddie Pope, former American Idol winner.
Oh, you just made Maddie Pope a murderer?
Yeah.
I don't think she appreciates that.
I don't think she appreciates that either. She's coming to Louisville, and we may have tickets to win, so that's
well,
why.
I think you stay away, sir.
You know what? Maddie, you stay over there.
Okay.
You stay at Headliners. I'll be over here. We're going to be fine.
Okay. All right. Oh, gosh.
What about yours? So, again, this is a little bit morbid this morning, but whatever. It's the last thing you Googled is what offs you.
Ticketmaster junk fees?
Oh.
No, that's a Google search.
Yeah.
No hard feelings release date.
Okay, that's what does you in.
Fourth down, fart soundboard. That feels threatening.
The fart soundboard is definitely what that would be something I would watch out for.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that sounds like an awful death.
I still like the Joanne Fabric sewing machine.
Did we buy a sewing machine?
No, that's mine. And I was looking because my wife's sewing machine like broke. And so I legit just typed in.
Pricing it out.
Pricing it out. Yep. All right. So, you know, there's
how
a Joanne.
Those suckers.
There's a Joanne Fabric that's close by.
Uh-huh.
How much are we going to have to spend to get this thing?
Yeah.
But
wow.
So Maddie, by the way, I don't know if you're listening, you're probably not, but sorry. Sorry to paint you in such a light.
Yeah,
but
we have just literally framed her as murderer.
Oh, shoot. All right. So anyways, if you want to tweet us, that's kind of funny. We tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show because I did see it on Twitter.
What
but
a fun way to start the day.
Yeah.
Let's find out how I'm going to die, according to my Google search.
Yeah, the first thing, whatever. I can tell you with 100% certainty that this has happened to me, and it is an awful feeling. When maybe you have a coworker or someone that you've worked around, or maybe you're just in a peer group with for a long time and you're way past the point of asking them their name.
Yeah, you're like in too deep. And if you were to ask at this point, it's like, what the heck have you been doing?
Yeah, got a text message from a listener. How do I ask this girl I've known for months if her name is Aubrey or Audrey?
Oh, gosh.
Aubrey with a B or Audrey with a D.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
boy. That's super awkward.
So I think what maybe we can do, are there hacks with how to approach this? I did kind of like just Google on, you know, line to see if anybody has any hacks for when you forget someone's name that you should know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the good ones I came across was just say, hey, wait, what's your name again? And then they're like, Kelly. And then I'm like, oh, I mean, I know that. I meant your full name.
Oh, okay. All right. Blowing it off like, okay.
And then,
they just say, the last name I didn't know.
Oh, no, it's Kelly K. And I'm like, right. That's right. All right.
Tina from Shelbyville said, I introduce whoever I'm with and wait for them to introduce themselves to that person, which is normally my husband.
Oh, my gosh. That is legit.
Yeah.
My go-to.
Me too.
If I'm with my wife, and especially if maybe they've met before, even I still go that route. I'm
you
like,
still say, you remember my husband?
I'm like, hey, I don't know if you guys have met or not. This is Elizabeth, and Elizabeth's like, hi, and then he'll be like, hi, I'm Brad, and I'll be like, Brad, yes,
Brad.
You
yeah,
know, Brad.
That's Brad.
Brad
yeah.
And I go way back. We've worked together for 10 years.
Listen, it is not unusual for you to be in the same building with people. We've had interns for, what, 2-3 months at a time, and you still could not remember their name to save your life.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a thing.
And there are some people like Alex who's texting in and saying, hey, in the age of social media, look them up if they haven't seen you yet or on social media. And it's like, well, if you don't even know their name, how are you going to go get that far? So I like the hack of introduce someone else to them and then just kind of sit and then hope that they give the name, you know?
Yeah, well, somebody else texted, ask how to spell it. That can work unless their name is like Amy.
Yeah.
A-M-Y.
It's Ben, B-E-N. That's how you spell Ben. You spell Ben, B-E-N. That's how you spell it.
Yeah.
I have not seen any other unique spellings of that word or that name, so...
Yeah.
You know, I like using the spouse, you know, that could be good. But going back to that one, I'm thinking I like the idea of that. That takes a little bit of guts, though, just asking them their name again. But then when they are confused and they tell you, then saying, oh, no, meant your full name.
Okay, but if you should know their full name, that can get you in trouble, too.
And oh, I like Amy's. Yeah. Amy says, do a greeting card. Walk around with a greeting card or like a just because card from everyone at the office and just have her sign it.
Wow. Wait, and here's the other thing, too. I hate it if I get caught with saying, nice to meet you, but then they're like, we've met before.
Well, yeah, that's why I always say nice to see you.
Yes, I do too. To avoid that, I'm just like, good to see you. Because then if I'm not sure if I've met them before, that I'm covered.
But, and it's always true, because I am legit, it is always good to see this person. I think. So.
Yes.
I don't know if you've got any other, like, hacks. Because I know we can all use it where when you forget someone's name and you should know it, like the worst, because it's legit, like you just keep digging yourself into a hole the longer it goes because
you can't let it go that long.
I know.
If you are already, you should, like, by the second time you see them, if you don't know their name by heart, you need to fix it then.
Yeah.
Because then it's still acceptable, I think, if it's like the second time you've run into them. But if you are like months, years into interacting with them,
that's rough.
Nope, you're going to have to ask somebody
that's
else.
Rough. All right. So, yeah, if you've got any other hacks, that would be great. Again, helping our listener out here on 99.7 DJX. Maybe the better question is, how long have you put up with someone calling you the wrong name? for so long. It's 99.7 DJX. We were just talking about a listener who was like, hey, how do I ask this girl I've known for months if her name is Aubrey or Audrey? And so we've been kind of taking some hacks as to how you can get around like learning her name when you should already know it. One of the best being, hey, how do you spell your name again? But that could kind of backfire if you've got a simple name like Ben, which Megan did text us and say, listen, it could be B-Y-N-L-M-A-O.
Ben. Now, Aubrey, you could spell it a couple of different ways, or Audrey. Mm-hmm. You could do it like E-E or R-E-Y.
Right.
You know, there could be that could be a valid way to go with that one.
Yeah, so we get a text message from Hallie. And she said, my name is Hallie, kind of like Halle Berry. And I always get called Haley. A girl I've known for 8 years had apparently called me Haley since we met. And she finally called me Haley to my face. And I was just like, it's Hallie. She was more embarrassed than me because I've been correcting people my whole life. I guess she just never had to say my name to me for me to correct her in the past 8 years.
Eight years? Oh, wow.
Calling her the wrong name for 8 years.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's two L's. It's Hallie.
Oh, that is funny.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and I'll tell you this, too. So my husband goes by Michael. His mom told him when he was, you know, your name is Michael. It's not Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people still assume when they first meet him, you know, he'll say, my name's Michael. And they'll like, oh, nice to meet you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he'll have to say, it's
correct.
Michael.
Yeah, correct. Right.
And I used to think, that's kind of pretentious. But he's like, no, my mom said my name is Michael. And that's what I'm going with. I'm like, I get it now. I get it.
Raina says, my problem is that my daughter will ask, hey, who was that? As we're walking away from chatting.
Oh, God.
I have to be like, you don't remember? And then make a filler until we get out of earshot and go, I can't remember.
Oh, Oh, well, see, that's when you introduce the daughter. You say, oh, this is my daughter.
Yeah. You know, and actually, Christy has a good suggestion, especially for our listener who originally reached out about Aubrey or Audrey. If you have an Outlook or a company directory, just start typing in like AU. And if there are titles or locations next to the Aubrey or Audrey's, then you know, you'll
Very good point, especially if you work with someone.
Work. Yeah, detective work that way.
Or, yeah, check the phone list.
Yeah.
Yeah, the company phone list. You probably have that.
Bethany goes, well, my name is Bethany, and my husband called me Brittany for the first 2 months of our relationship. That's funny.
That's great.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, hey, if you've got any other suggestions, you can. I think you've got plenty to help you out of this maybe little situation that you find yourself in. So good luck with that. Kelly, I know you're always trying to sell things on like Facebook Marketplace and stuff like that, right?
Oh, yeah. We've been selling a ton of stuff lately.
Could you imagine, I guess, hearing us talk about something that you had just sold and then realize that it was worth a lot more than what you had sold it for?
That would hurt my heart. That would crush my soul.
So this guy in Los Angeles, he sold a chair at auction that he had purchased on Facebook Marketplace for only $50. And here, listen to him.
It's the morning of the auction. My chair is the next lot. I can't wait to see how much it goes for. If you're new here, I'm Justin, and I bought a chair off of Facebook Marketplace for $50 in February. And today, in like 1 minute, it goes to auction.
Yeah, so literally, like, Sotheby's is doing an auction of this chair that he bought.
Oh, Sotheby's is doing this? Oh, my gosh.
Is that how you say it? Sorry.
Yes.
$85,000 for a chair? Yes. Justin, he posted to his Instagram, it apparently was a 1931 rare high back wing chair that he found on Facebook Marketplace. He decided to buy it for $50, then realized what he had, then auctioned it for $85,000.
Oh my goodness. Now here's the moral dilemma. Do you go back to the seller and be like, hey, did you understand what you had? No, we don't.
No.
We take the 85,000.
Yeah, I was going to say, that moral dilemma is easy for me. No.
Oh, gosh.
Legit, that could be a setting the bar story, really. Like, if you can manage to make it through the day without
selling an $85,000 chair for $50 on Marketplace. Oh, wow. Oh, I'm pretty sure we don't have anything that valuable. I'm fairly confident.
All right. If you want to see or read more about it, you can go to @BenAndKellyShow on Twitter. We tweeted it out. When you message us at 99.7DJX or at @BenAndKellyShow, and we put your situation out and we talk about it, it's like you become part of our family, and we just check in and we care about you, and you're like one of ours for life. And that seems to be the case with Paul, who we got a third update from him this morning. And if you missed everything from Paul, Kelly, I don't know if you can recap it in like 30 seconds.
Paul, his girlfriend, said that her ex-boyfriend was coming to town and wanted to stay in her apartment. And Paul was all like, no, girl, you can come stay at my place and the ex can stay in your apartment. And she was all like, hold up, I don't think we're ready for that. And we were all like, what? Like, why are you not wanting to stay with your current boyfriend, but it's fine to stay with your ex-boyfriend? And then, like, you were texting with Paul, and Paul was texting with his girlfriend in real time on the show. Mm-hmm. And then you got an update again.
I kind of condensed everything into one message, so it's not as big of a train wreck as it was on Friday.
Oh, what do you mean? That was magic.
Was it? Okay.
That was real-time, real-life magic.
All right, so he says, hey, thanks for asking, after I reach out and say, hey, how is everything, you know, with your girlfriend and everything. So he says, hey, thanks for asking. So after everything went down Friday morning, she got back with me later that day, and we talked. I wasn't looking forward to this because I was thinking we were, all caps, done.
Yeah, because how we left it, again, it didn't look good.
We pretty much broke up with her for him.
Yeah. So he he continues. She said she wasn't thinking about it rationally and that I kind of caught her off guard with the questions while she was at work and felt put on the spot with everything. She admitted that she understood my hesitation and was willing to tell him that he couldn't stay at her place and to just find a hotel. So, I mean, that's good, right?
Okay. But I'm still kind of wondering why that wasn't like the immediate reaction. But continue.
All right. So he continues. I asked her about when she would feel comfortable with staying at my place. Because remember, that was kind of a big thing. It was like, Kelly, you brought it up. You were like, how is she going to be cool with an ex staying with her, but not her current boyfriend?
Yeah, she mentioned that they weren't ready for that in mm-hmm. their relationship. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh.
Mm-hmm. I asked her about when she would feel comfortable with staying at my place. And she said she's even willing to start taking that slowly. So she's actually staying at my place this weekend. I feel much better about everything. And I'm glad her ex, at least, is getting a hotel room. Thanks again for the advice, Paul.
Okay. And then, Paul, if you're going to meet up with Mr. Ex-boyfriend, everyone should spend time together. Okay? We don't let girlfriend go have a little, walk down memory lane date with ex-boyfriend without you tagging along. I feel like, everyone should get to know each other.
Yeah, what you said. Because if she leaves and meets him at his hotel, that's even worse. And part of me, still, again, my red flag BS detector is flying in the air. And it's like, are you listening to what we're saying?
My biggest thing is the fact that why wasn't this an immediate reaction?
Exactly. Her? Like, that's the tell. She's telling on herself with her original knee-jerk reaction. Adriana said, you know what? I don't really agree with you guys because I get real mad real fast and then chill out and do better. So, maybe okay. that was the situation, and maybe we're crossing our fingers a little bit more that his girlfriend was a little bit put on the spot and then backed into a corner and just felt like she had to defend herself and was like, well, we're not ready for any of this, blah, 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 blah. When in reality, she's like, yeah, I mean, we're fine. So, Andrew, the love doctor, always chimes in when we have these sort of situations. So, I mean, did we steer Paul in the right direction?
Your listeners are spot on. You and Kelly are spot on. I mean, it is incredible. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, guess what? It's a duck.
It's a duck.
If I'm him, the flags are up.
Yeah.
She doesn't do anything with her ex without Paul. As a matter of fact, she should be wanting to introduce Paul to her ex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what should be happening.
Yeah, this is my current boyfriend.
Absolutely.
Right.
We're solid. We're strong. Yep. Everything is great. Absolutely. You guys hit the nail on the head. Fantastic, man.
Oh.
Awesome.
Now, Andrew, the love doctor, I appreciate you every time you want to chime in.
You guys are fantastic. Keep on loving.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Don't you feel accomplished when we get the stamp of approval from Andrew, the love doctor? Because he's like really a resident expert. He's kind of, our compass when it comes to all this. When he feels like that we're really on target, it just makes me feel good inside.
Yeah, a little validation there for you. So, I just wanted to keep you updated. You can catch up on everything. We've always got it posted for you at WDJX.com. Click listen. We're playing a game called Real or Fake. Let's introduce you to Alexis. Hi, Alexis.
Hi.
Alexis has dark brown hair. She drives a Toyota Camry. The last thing she ate were some Banditos. That sounds delish.
Tasty.
Yeah. And she's single. Are you looking?
Hey, yo.
No.
That ain't a part of my life right now. I don't need any of that distraction going on. All right. Hey, I was just going to say, we do cast a wide net, Alexis. So if you were in the market, we might be able to help you out. So,
thanks.
You're welcome. All right. So real or fake, super easy concept, kind of a little bit more difficult to actually get right, but it's real or fake. Can you spot the real headline? All right, Alexis, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Tiger Woods plays with own balls, Nike says.
Oh, God. That was poorly written.
Oh. I'm going to say that was real.
It was a real headline, yes. Yes, that was a real headline.
Again, poorly written.
Yeah, a little bit poorly written, but yes, Tiger Woods plays with his own Nike-branded golf balls.
Maybe his own brand of balls.
Yes,
yes.
Yes. Yes, the headline, however.
Left out some words.
Yeah, left out a little bit words. All right, next headline. Paul Rudd says Alicia Silverstone had excessive flatulence during Clueless filming.
I'm going to say that's fake.
Yeah, that's not true.
Alexis, you are 2 for 2. Congratulations.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Yes. That was completely made up. There is no reports of any sort of excessive flatulence, which is good.
He's too nice of a guy.
Yeah, and you're right. That does not sound like something Paul Rudd would have said.
Nope.
Does it?
No.
No, definitely not. All right. Okay, real or fake, Alexis? Fire crew called after smoke seen in the sky. Turns out to be cloud.
I'm going to say that's true.
I think so, too.
Alexis, you are 3 for 3. You got it.
Oh, cool. Wow. Yay. Thank you.
Wow, good job, Alexis. You know what? You don't have anybody distracting you from getting these rights. That's why you're not.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. If you're in a relationship, man, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
That's right. You'd have been distracted.
Yes.
So, Alexis, congratulations. Hang on the line for us a quick sec, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Huh. No, wait, you didn't ask her who she's going to take, since we know she's not dating anyone.
Well, Alexis, who are you going to take?
Not a man.
Get that out of your head. It's not happening. All right. Well, that's cool. All right. I love it. Alexis, it sounds like you are very confident and you are on a good path.
She is secure.
Yep. I love it. All right. So hang on.
That was so great. She is so secure in her singlehood.
Yeah. Her answer, not a man. All right.
Nope. Not a man.
Nope. Not doing it.
We're diving into the DMs here, which at Ben and Kelly Show, you can always shoot us a DM. We'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Yeah, so Jessica, in quotes, says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, just want to pop in here and see what you and your listeners would do in my situation.
Okay.
Should I tell my husband I won about $28,000 at the boat?
Wow.
If I'm honest, he's gotten upset at me before for going there.
Uh-huh.
But the other day, I hit it playing the slots.
All right.
My husband and I have a joint account for the mortgage and bills, but we have separate accounts for our own personal banking.
Mm.
So he wouldn't have to know."
Oh, that was going to be my first question.
I kind of like the secret and having my own stash of money.
Oh, my God.
I'm not planning on leaving him anytime soon, but you never know what the future holds.
What?
That was a sharp left turn, wasn't it? Okay, I haven't bought anything with the money yet, but I'm considering some jewelry I've had my eye on. Nothing too flashy. Anyway, just wanted to get your take. Thank you.
Okay, so back up a second. She said, "I don't plan on leaving him, but you never know what the future holds." Is she considering that like a
rainy day nest egg in case I gotta get a divorce?
Yeah, sort of a nest egg fund. Like, okay, what if all of a sudden, you know, we do get a divorce, I'm gonna need some money, maybe this is good to just keep to myself in case that happens.
Listen, let's put the shoe on the other foot. What if it were him and you found out he was stashing away $28,000 and didn't tell you about it? How would you feel?
If we were struggling and we were having to make decisions and make some cuts in our budget and choices, selling some things or whatever because of financial reasons, and I found out that you had this nest egg, yeah, that'd be a problem.
Well, and then
I gotta be honest, it'd be a problem anyways. Like,
exactly.
Like if I knew my wife had $28,000, she happened to win and never told me, I'd be like, what?
Yeah, that's a big one. You're not.
I mean, I would
me about.
Get over it quickly because it's $28,000, but still, I would want to know.
But if she's like going to the outlets and blowing it all on herself,
I mean, she earned it, though, right?
Okay. But, I mean, I feel like when you are married, you're part of a unit, and you need to be sharing these kinds of things. Like, now, I know she mentioned that he would be mad knowing she went to the boat to begin with. Mm-hmm. So maybe she's a
yeah. What if she has kind of a problem that? With that sort of yeah, thing?
It could very well be. But yeah. If she like rolls in and just be like, "I promise, I'm not going to do it again." But look, honey, I got $28,000. Yay for me!
Yeah, everybody on the text line is saying you're going to have to pay taxes on that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, if she claims it.
Yeah.
Wait. I've never won a big sum of money from the like the boat. Do they send you like a 1099?
That's a really good question. I have no idea. I've never been in that bracket either. Like you just like put it under the mattress, and if it's all cash, I don't know. Aubrey's like, I need to be her friend, LOL.
I know. That's right. Wow.
I don't know. What are the legalities with that? I guess if you win, like, isn't the rule like over $600?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
So that would have to be the case. It would have to be claimed on taxes, I would think.
But it's on the river.
You mean river money doesn't need to be paid taxes? River money,
I don't know. Listen, don't take tax advice or money advice from me. I clearly don't know what I'm talking about.
Tax professionals to chime in.
No. I don't want to hear about tax professionals. Let's assume that whatever. Taxes, let's assume she's going to pay it or whatever. She's going to pay the taxes. And maybe they file jointly or separately, you know, because of whatever reason. You know, they've got one joint account. But then they've got separate other accounts. So
Allison says definitely you should tell. The tables were turned. She would want to know. I feel like she needs to tell him. Also, I believe he wouldn't be mad because $28,000, he'd probably want to go back to the boat with her. And you do have to pay taxes.
Okay. Well, dang, we were trying to get you out of paying taxes, so I know. Sorry, Jessica.
Yeah, no, it looks like you can't avoid that, even because it's river money.
I guess I can't be your financial advisor anymore.
It's probably good that we didn't go down that career path. I don't think we'd be very good at that.
I don't know. I mean, part of me is like I know in my heart that I would want to know. And if that happened to me, like I won that much money, I would want to tell my wife.
Yes, and Missy said she's going to blow it. She's going to blow it all back in the boat. The boat will report it, and she had to sign a paper when they paid her. She says, "I won $2,500 one time in Vegas." Go, Missy.
There you go.
And it's reported. She'll have to pay the taxes, and he will know.
Okay.
So you better tell him before he finds out that way. That would be worse, I feel like, if he finds out and you didn't tell him. That's not good.
Oh, okay. Maybe you tell him you won $20,000 and you take that.
What is the matter with you? We don't know.
What?
No.
Just tell him you won 20 grand. Say, yeah. And he's going to be like, yeah. And you're like, I know.
No.
And you buy yourself something real nice.
No. I think she needs to be like, she needs to kind of crawl up to him, just like, listen and know.
Do you mean crawl like wearing sexy lingerie crawl? like with those sorts of eyes crawl? And
maybe.
Like use the little finger legs, walk up his leg?
Maybe.
Like, hey.
Got something to tell you.
I know you're going to be mad, but. Look at my body.
Oh my God. You're so awkward.
Maybe that's what she does. Maybe that's how she tells it. She asks for all of it in cash, and she gets maybe about $1,000 in ones and just spreads it on herself.
Like lights some candles, puts on some sassiness, like like coats the bed with it, rolls around in it, and then tells him, like, listen, don't be mad. Don't be mad. But I did a thing. We're the worst at this. Why do people come to us for advice?
Because we give them what they want to hear. All right. Have we determined that, yes, she needs to tell him, but in the way of needs to be like in the bedroom, lingerie, dim the lights, yes. Sort of like, I've been bad.
I might need to be spanked.
Oh, stop it. Stop right now. Stop talking. Say, honey, a cat sent the
I might have been naughty.
Another text. Just say it's an OnlyFans account. Don't say where you got the money. Just say, oh, it's an OnlyFans. I got a
Well, then she'd have to start an OnlyFans account if she didn't have one already.
Don't do that. How you tell him is up to you. We've laid out some suggestions.
I think the number one is, though, sexy time. That's how you got to do it. All right. Well, hey, Jessica, good luck with that. Congrats on your win. We appreciate it.
That might avoid the divorce, too. Yay!
Yeah, it come in handy. Oh, shoot. All right, so there you go. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.7DJX. All right, it's setting the bar time.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right, picking out the perfect birthday gift or gift can be stressful, right?
Yeah, especially if you're making the effort to actually try to pick something out other than just get a gift card.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into homes to find birthday presents, you're doing okay.
We're breaking into homes to steal presents for people?
Yep, but wait till you hear what he grabbed. 32-year-old Benjamin, he's facing four felony charges now.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Uh-oh. Broke into homes. He was stealing adult bedroom novelties.
Oh, that's what he wants to give as a birthday present?
Yep.
That's it's a little personal, don't you think?
Exactly what you think it is. Oh, and boy. Really not really specifics beyond that.
Okay. I mean, first off.
Here, I saw this and I thought of you.
Exactly. I don't know if that's the category of gift that we go for just in general, if you're even at the store.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Sure. But I feel as though you let someone buy that for themselves.
Yeah, I feel like that's a very personal thing. Yeah.
It is a very personal thing, let alone I don't think anyone wants one that is used by somebody else.
I thrift a lot. I go to Goodwill a lot.
That is not what we thrift.
I have never seen one of those.
Yeah, pretty confident they don't take those. Pretty confident they don't sell them.
Wait.
I'm pretty confident.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty confident.
I just haven't seen any. I don't know if there's a back room at Goodwill.
I don't think they have a Goodwill back room.
Listen, if there's anybody who's worked at Goodwill who can text us and let us know whether or not there's a back room at Goodwill.
No. I do need to know, though. Has anyone tried to donate that?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I need to know.
It has kind of turned into that for me now.
Pretty confident they're not taking it. Like, they take a lot of things. Don't think they're taking that, though.
Well, okay.
That's a weird thought process.
Let's just
leave it alone.
You know, as an employee there, then do you think, all right, well, do you boil it and you give it a new life?
No, you don't. You say thank you, but we can't take that.
We say no.
And that's not a manager special either. I don't think they do that there.
Wipe it down with a little Clorox cleanup wipe?
No, we do not.
You know what? We're going to breathe life into you yet.
We'll include the batteries. No, we're not doing that. That's not what they do.
No,
they don't
batteries
take those.
Sold separately, obviously. No. You don't buy the batteries at Goodwill. You get those at the CVS that's down the corner.
All right. Then
you go.
They're not selling that, though.
Okay,
I'm
so anyways.
Confident.
Set to the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into homes to find birthday presents of the adult novelty variety, then you're doing okay.
Benjamin's like, but wait. I was trying to get them for birthday presents, so it's fine, right?
So it's fine, right?
It's fine, right?
That is your setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. You can always get a hold of us on social media. We're at Ben and Kelly Show.
Allie reached out. She said, hey there, Ben and Kelly. Taking a lot for me to message you about this, but I kind of lost it on a patient recently. I need to know if I'm an awful person, if I was justified, or what.
All right.
I work in a dentist office. You have to understand the patients will show up for appointments late all the time.
Mm.
So the other day I lost it on one who strolled in 15 minutes late without a phone call or anything and basically said to him, you can't just come strolling in here whenever you want. Expect us to move everything around because you couldn't plan properly.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I felt really bad.
Mm.
Actually called the guy after he left, apologized. He was very forgiving, but still didn't apologize for being late and throwing off the rest of the appointments for the entire day.
Mm.
Anyway, I got different reactions from the rest of her office staff. Some thought he was a jerk, deserved my reaction. Others thought I should always remain professional and the customer's always right.
Right.
So am I an awful person? Or do you think this was justified? Also, have you two ever lost it on a listener or someone who calls your show?
Oh.
Oh. Anyone else? Hello? Is this thing on? Hello? Thank you. You guys are the best.
Wow. I would think that if that is a problem at your business, maybe there is a policy that you can suggest or have put in place where...
That you'll have to reschedule if you're 15 minutes late.
Yeah, if you're mm-hmm. late without a call or without justification or something like that, your appointment time will be forfeited and you'll need to be rescheduled or something like that. I don't know. I mean, because it's always easier if there is an actual policy in place,
right,
where you can point to and say, ah, you know
I'm
what?
So sorry.
Sorry, we're not going to be able to get you in because
we got
of
a full schedule.
This right here that's posted on the wall. Yeah. You know, it's a
and
policy.
A lot of places have that.
Yeah. Yeah. So if your office doesn't, you know, maybe that's something that you could suggest to the office manager or to the dentist or something like that, that, you know, hey, this has started to become a problem. Maybe this is how we can approach
it, yeah.
this in the future because, you know, otherwise, I'm going to lose my stuff.
Yeah, well, I never think that it's justified to, like, yell at a customer or anything like that. You know, you never know what is going on in someone's life. Maybe there was, you know, some sort of thing happening that caused them to
yeah.
be late. You know, you don't know what was happening in that person's life. And so I think it's always best to remain professional in that situation. But, yeah, if it's a chronic problem with a lot of clients, customers, then yeah, you install a policy like that. Like if you're 10 minutes late and you know, you need to reschedule.
I get though where you see from the other side where it's like, okay, so this is now going to have a snowball effect and then affect all these other people who are here on time.
Sure.
And they can't get in on time now because
right.
of this person. And then that's going to cause this person to have their appointment be late and then the following person to be late, even though they may be actually on time. It's punishing the other people for a mistake or a situation that an earlier customer made. So
sure. But yeah, at the same time, I don't think that ever justifies yelling at anyone.
So
in your place of business.
Have we ever lost it on a listener?
No. I don't like confrontation. I don't yell at people.
I know you and Bethany are like the same person. And Bethany texted us and said, a customer could punch me in the face and I'd probably apologize to them. Like I'm
sorry I made you punch me.
I'm so sorry my face got in the way of your hand flying
I
through the air.
That.
I remember a long time ago when I worked at a station in Indiana and there was someone who called and yelled at me for something. I don't know, maybe it was something I said. Well, obviously it was something that I said, but it was something that I said. I don't even remember what it was, but I remember then kind of getting angry back at her and
defensive.
Don't listen! You know,
you can change the dial and
yeah.
lose this number.
Yeah, this is a choice.
I would like to invite you not to listen anymore.
Yeah, I mean, and I remember getting in kind of heated at this listener, but that was a while ago. It's been it's been a long time since anybody has gotten under my skin that much that
yeah.
I have had that sort of reaction. I typically am just like, all right.
Well, 9 times out of 10, if anyone had ever reached out because they were angry about something or misconstrued something that we said, if we responded, then we talked them off the ledge, like, because they didn't expect a response. And they're so surprised, like, oh, you actually read what I said? And, oh, you know, because we always come back with, like, hey, thanks so much for reaching out. I understand your point of view. You know, if you come back with that kind of a tone, we've always gotten some pretty decent results with, you know, bringing them back in. Just when we thought, I'm never listening to you again, they're like, okay, you guys are nice. I love you.
Well, that's why Kelly responds to a lot of those. Otherwise, it'd just be me going, well, don't listen. You have a choice. All right. So if you've got a fun story that you can share about the last time maybe you had a situation with an employee, a customer, a client, something like that, that you could share to maybe let Allie know that she's not alone. 502-795-1997. So Allie had written in and she was just kind of like, I had a moment where I kind of lost it on a patient. She works at a dentist's office. Patient was 15 minutes late. Although 15 minutes doesn't seem like a lot. Apparently that was the straw that broke the camel's back for Allie because she was all like,
you can't just come strolling in here anytime you want and expect us to move everything around.
Right. Exactly.
Pretty much. I'm pretty sure it sounded like that.
Right. So anyways, so she was like, am I just an awful person? I did call and apologize to the patient, which I think is great. Actually, that shows that, you know,
you own your mistakes.
Exactly. And that is a very important and mature way of being an adult.
Yes, I get that she was upset and she was kind of frustrated with an ongoing problem, but I don't think it ever justifies losing it on a customer and yelling at someone like that. And Teresa says, only 15 minutes late? Lucky you. We have patients 1 to 2 hours late and we just deal with it.
Oh my gosh.
She works in a doctor's office and she says the no-shows or the early patients, it all works out and they all still need care.
All right. Well, that's a good way to look at it. Renee says, I was a waitress. Someone wanted more coffee, kept moving the cup so he could look down my top, so I poured coffee on him.
Oh,
jeez.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, Dave said, I wouldn't say I lost it, but I was in a coffee shop a few weeks ago and was the only person waiting at the counter. There were 6 people behind the counter all discussing something and completely ignoring me. After I stood there for a minute and didn't even get glanced at, I said, I've been standing here and no one has even tried to help me, and there are 6 of you. I'm really surprised.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And I walked out. It felt great, and they all had these astonished looks on their faces.
You know what? In that situation, I think he did exactly the right thing, because that is super frustrating. I mean, as a client, a customer, you walk in, and you see all these people. There's nobody else, like, getting helped, and they're all just having their own little conversation, paying zero attention to the counter. Yeah, no, they need to be taught a lesson in customer service.
Now, Katie, you work with a lot of phone call customers. What's happened with you?
I have hung up on patients.
Uh-huh.
I've gotten snarky with customers, but I'm not going to sit there and get yelled at or cussed at on the phone, so I'll just hang up before I scream at them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, okay. That's probably so best. Like, you can feel the blood boiling, and you just got to exit the situation.
Right.
And then, it's funny because I do phone taps, right, every week, and I will get people hang up on me, and I always call back and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I think we got disconnected.
It always surprises me if people pick up the phone again.
Yeah, but Katie, that can always be a thing that, like, if you just hang up on them, they call back. You're like, oh, yeah, I think we got disconnected.
Well, I wouldn't, though.
I love that.
Even, you know, there was one time and I was in healthcare and he was cussing me out. I hung up the phone, went to my manager, informed them what happened. And when he came in, because he just showed up in the office, and she had my back. She was like, you do not treat my employees like that.
Oh, that's good. That's good to have, like, a boss and employer like that.
Yes, yes. But see, those phone taps wouldn't work because I just either wouldn't answer the phone to begin with.
That's true.
Right, true.
That is the number one problem.
That is true.
All right,
Katie, thank you so much.
Guess y'all have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Sassy Gay Mike says, my employees used to laugh at me because I was able to basically tell a customer to blank off and the customer would thank me. I considered it a talent.
Kelly brought up a situation. She says, what about the time the listener blamed you all for not getting back to her in time and ruining her life? LOL. Ben was funny handling that one. Remember, she was like, we waited 2 days before we put it on the air, and she said that, you know,
it's already too long.
Yeah, already happened. She couldn't wait for us to give her advice, so she went and did the wrong thing.
And she did the
wrong thing. And it was our fault because we didn't handle it faster.
I forgot about that. That's funny.
That was good. That was good. You know what? And my husband, Katie reminded me of something my husband's got to deal with, because a lot of times, you know, he's a realtor, and he'll call expired listings and say, hey, do you still want to sell the house and stuff? And, you know, just a normal, and he'll have people just go 0 to 60 with anger in a shocking way. Like, one guy actually said, where are you right now? I'm going to find you. I'm going to hunt you down. I'm going to kill you.
Wow.
For calling him. in the morning. I mean, like, I think on that end, too, like, we need to just chill out. We all need to just take a moment, take a beat. You can just say, you know what? We're good to go. We don't need to sell right now. Thanks so much for calling. And you hang up. We don't need to threaten people's families.
You always use the 3-second rule after someone asks you a question. You can just take a beat, take three seconds to formulate your thought in your head before you respond. So maybe that's a way that you can respond.
The amount of hate that telemarketers or people that call, like, do phone sales or anything like that have to deal with is kind of astonishing.
Yep.
Like, people can't just say, I'm good right now. Thank you, though.
All right.
And admire the hustle.
Well, thank you, Allie, for reaching out to us. And yeah, I mean, hey, everybody's kind of been in your situation, but yeah.
Maybe next time we don't yell at the customer and we think about maybe putting up a little sign that says, you know, new policy, if you're, you know, going to be 15 minutes late, we're going to need to reschedule to keep, you know, our schedule on for the rest of the clients. Thank you so much.
All right, there you
go.
Thanks
for your understanding.
Is diving into the DMs.
Setting the bar, and this is kind of where I got it from. And to be fair to her, to be fair to this woman, she didn't actually get the job yet.
But this kind of sealed the deal that she wasn't getting it?
Yep. So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting rejected from a potential job because of your outgoing voicemail, you're doing okay.
What the heck did it say?
Yeah, so she posted audio after she got rejected for this job interview because the hiring manager apparently was calling to offer her like an interview for the job or wanted to talk to her more about this potential job, got her voicemail though. And it started like this.
What's up? What's up, y'all? It's your girl Nye, and I'm back with another banging banger.
Yeah, so kind of started like that. And,
okay.
And so...
not professional.
Well, that's what the guy said on the message.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, I couldn't answer the phone. Please leave your name, number. Yeah, you know all that. Yeah, what happened?
So that's her outgoing voice message, right?
All right.
And so he's all like...
Yes, Miss Jones, I recommend if you apply for a job and you expect somebody to call you, that you have a more appropriate response on your voicemail. Mm-hmm. So thank you for applying, and no need to give us a call back here at Harris Teeter. Thank you, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Harris Teeter. That's a grocery store.
Rough. That is rough. And so, you know, who knew that, like, a voicemail outgoing message could be the potential, like, make or break for a job interview or a job.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big cautionary tale. Like, if you are in the job market or if you're now a young professional, make sure that your voicemail reflects that.
Listen, it's also probably time to change that email handle of yours.
Maybe.
From hot and sassy 69 to, like, your first and last name.
Yeah. I mean, make sure you change that too. Real good advice.
No, I'm just saying, if you want a professional job, I mean, I'm sure there are some careers where that doesn't matter.
Right.
You can be hot and sassy 69 at yahoo.com, right?
Rule of thumb, though, especially when you just got to think about, like, if you're going to be anywhere in public and you have to give your email address.
Oh, shoot.
Just making sure it's something that you won't feel awkward and embarrassed saying out loud in public.
So anyways, I want to know and hear your stories of how you got let go or fired before you actually even started working. You know, maybe it was day one and you walk in and they're like, nope. And so you have to run and leave. No. I've got a story for you, though. I got a story for you.
Okay.
Yep. Coming up next. So there was the story of the lady who got rejected from a potential job because of her outgoing voicemail.
Yeah, it wasn't professional enough.
Yeah. So I asked, you know, how did you get let go or fired before you started working? I mean, that's got to be some bad luck, right?
A little bit.
I'm going to tell you my story coming up here in just a minute. But I got a message from Carol who said, I got hired by a manager at a fast food restaurant. The manager who hired me got fired before I started.
Oh, no.
And then I got a call from another manager saying they're freezing new hires and to check back. So,
oh, no.
Didn't.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, got hired, but then didn't even get to start work there.
That's unfortunate.
Another message, hired by a chain store. First day of work, still in the back office filling out paperwork, dealing with HR. The manager says to me, I sent in the automated personality test and it came back and corporate says, I can't hire you. Sorry.
Oh no. Oh, no. Your personality is not good. Sorry.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. We got another message we can't share on the air, but it's funny. Thank you, Kenna. Outgoing message. OMG.
Oh, presenting themselves on Zoom in front of a judge.
Yeah, the judge calls them out.
Yeah, with that name.
Oh, that name was not good.
Is a bad name, right?
Yeah, it's a bad name.
Okay, so I knew a guy in radio. Uh-huh. He got a new gig in a bigger city than what he was currently working in, right?
It was a move up.
Right. Like a dummy, he goes on the air.
Oh, no.
And tells off the company and management he was leaving.
Oh, no.
Right.
Is that one of the reasons why, if anybody gets let go in this industry now, they're not even allowed to go on the air and say bye-bye, thank you so much for listening, it's been real. They just are escorted out of the building.
It's because of people like this guy.
Okay.
So the new company heard about it, retracted their offer. So now...
So he quit, and now he has no job to go to.
Well, I mean, he was basically telling the company that he was quitting on the air.
Oh, that is
by telling them off. Form. Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, couldn't. He was out two jobs. So.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, let that be a lesson to you. All right. Probably best not to burn any bridges on your way out the door, right?
Exactly. I don't care how unhappy you were. It's never a good idea to just say deuces and say lots of nasty things or whatever, or post anything on social media that's bad.
Yeah,
that follows you.
Right.